is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of July, 2010. It's the birthday of novelist Jean Stafford, born in Covina, California, 1915. Father lost most of the family's money on the stock market. She grew up in poverty in Boulder, Colorado. They took in sorority girls as boarders. After college, she started dating a young poet named Robert Lowell. His aristocratic Boston family disapproved of her, but he asked her to marry him. The two of them got into a serious car accident. He had been driving drunk. He was unhurt. She was disfigured, had to have reconstructive facial surgery. She sued him for damages, but also accepted his wedding proposal, and they were married in 1940. She published a best-selling novel in 1944, Boston Adventure, and soon afterward, her marriage to Robert Lowell started to fall apart. Struggled with alcoholism, supported herself by selling short stories to The New Yorker. When she published her collected stories in 1969, it won the Pulitzer Prize. She died 10 years later, left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. And it was on this day in 1858 that two papers about the theory of evolution, one written by Charles Darwin, the other by Alfred Russel Wallace, were presented to the Linnaean Society of London, two scholarly papers. Darwin was 49, Wallace was 25. Darwin had begun formulating his theories about natural selection about 20 years before, but he was a slow worker, and he knew that the theory of evolution would be very controversial, so he wanted to have a lot of evidence. Young Alfred Russel Wallace was working separately. He'd done his fieldwork in Malaysia, based in good part on geology, and Wallace came up separately with the idea of natural selection as the mechanism of evolution. When Darwin found out about it, he was shocked that someone had come up with an almost identical theory to his own, and so Darwin rushed to get his theory into print. Neither Darwin nor Wallace were there at the Linnaean Society on this day in 1858. Wallace was still in Malaysia. Darwin was mourning the death of his young son, Charles. It was a long, boring meeting, a lot of announcements of donations and gifts to the society, the election of a new member, a long tribute to a member who'd recently died, the presentation of papers, the papers of Wallace and Darwin, and five other papers, including one on the vegetation of Angola. The meeting went on for several hours, and most of the gentlemen who heard them were so sleepy they didn't realize that anything world-shaking had happened. And Darwin came out with his book on the origin of species 1 year later. Here's a poem for today by David Williams in praise of the potato. Potato, sojourner north, first sprung from the flanks of volcanoes, plain-spoken kin to bright, chilly and deadly nightshade, sleek eggplant and hairy tobacco. We could live on you alone if we had to. And scorched earth marauders never bothered you much. I love you because your body's a stem, your eyes sprout, and you're not in the Bible. And if we did not eat your strength, you'd drive it up into a flower. In Praise of the Potato by David Williams from Traveling Mercies, published by Alice James Books and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.